In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Hello and welcome. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. It's a brand new month for the stock market, and there's an old adage that says to sell in May. But is that adage a smart one? The Money Beat crew breaks it all down coming up.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome back to the Money Beat podcast. And we are here with Corey and Aaron. And we're here to discuss a little bit of your story that ran in the paper today. And this is an old Wall Street saying, sell in May, go away. The question is, this year, should you sell and go away? Or should you stick with the markets?
You want to field the broad one?
Yeah, and it is a very old. We were trying to find the exact origin of the phrase, and it goes back decades, beyond decades, if not.
I got it in 1935 in our competitor, the Financial Times, but it was in there as an old Wall Street or, you know, the city adage.
I similarly saw a note from 1938. So it goes back further than that. But the idea is a lot of people are under the belief that this works. And this year, because of how the markets performed and all of these potentially big market shakeup events that are coming in the summer, we're hearing more and more that some investors or money managers are saying, let's maybe get out, let's sell, and maybe we'll miss like what we saw last summer, which was a big sell-off in the summer months.
This adage speaks to a bigger sort of strategy, which is the best 6 months, worst 6 months, and then sort of like, and you're sort of avoiding by getting out in May and the worst 6 months, and hopefully grabbing the best 6 months, which are tend to be from October through April in the stock market, and this is historically actually, I believe, produced decent returns.
Yeah, there's science.
6 weeks, yeah.
Yeah. The six-month strategy, they call the Halloween effect or the Halloween indicator, and essentially you would sell May 1 and then buy again November 1. And the science going back across all stock markets globally, according to the various research that we read for this, says that in many, particularly in Europe, the U.S., and Asia, like in many markets, that would be an effective strategy if you practiced it every year and ignored the years when you took the big hit. You would actually beat the market, so to speak, by like going to some sort of riskless investment in the summer and then coming back. Now, lots of people compare that with other sort of indicators like the length of hen lines or the Super Bowl. Even the research behind it don't have a very good reason for why that should be true, though they suggest that perhaps summer vacation might have something to do with it.
Yeah.
The original phrase is sell in May and go away and don't come back till, or don't buy again till St. Ledger Day, which is the last big horse racing calendar event in the UK. That gives you time, by the way, for the Ascot races, for the crew races at Henley, and for Cow's Yachting Race Week.
And that's like in September, too,
yeah,
so it's not entirely. Not
the big
entirely.
Question is it sort of like the bulls take a vacation and the bears keep working? I mean, are they the harder working people? Is that what's like driving this? I mean, everyone goes on vacation. I mean, like one of the things has always been like everyone's on vacation, da, da, da. But I mean, bears and bulls both take vacation. Like, why is it that, you know?
Well, I mean, I feel like the last or several past summers, we actually haven't seen people going away.
That's true.
Volumes have been up. There's been a lot more. You couldn't take vacation when Greece was going through all of its drama last year, or else your portfolio would have suffered.
And anyone who was in the Hamptons come August 24th was making a very quick return.
Yes, they were calling up their helicopters.
getting a lot of business.
Yeah.
This year, how much is it? We've seen the market recover from its, you know, February 11th lows and in the sort of tumult that began this year. But no one seems to have a lot of faith in this rally.
Yeah.
There's a lot of doubters. I mean, and you can look at sort of some of the typical leaders of rallies historically, the tech sector, small caps. They've been lagging, by a lot.
Biotech.
Biotech, yeah, is another example. So why, I mean, Is this one of the reasons why people are sort of willing to sort of, you know, think, oh, I will actually take my recovery and take my gains this year and go away?
I think that's definitely part of it, especially because, as you mentioned, we hit this trough February 11th. We were down about 11% for U.S. stocks. In the next 6 weeks came up 11%. And then in the past five or so weeks, we've gained about 1%. So it's really slowed and leveled off. And it's at this precipice of people trying to figure out, do I hang in there? Do I see what happens? Do we get to new highs? Or are we going to fall another 7% between Memorial Day and Labor Day like we did last year? And is it going to be very volatile? And am I going to regret staying in? Maybe I just take my profits, say, phew, I made it through the year so far, and go.
And that wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of the Money Beat podcast. Check out the full podcast at wsj.com/podcasts.